One day, Cheng Sha went off to wander in the mountains. When he returned, the temple director met him at the gate and asked, "So where have you been?" Cheng Sha replied, "I've been strolling about in the hills." "Which way did you go?" "I went out following the scented grasses and came back chasing the falling flowers." The director smiled. "That's exactly the feeling of spring." Cheng Sha agreed, adding, "It's better than autumn dew falling on lotuses." These cases sometimes can feel like a real mystery. But they're so beautiful, so often so poetic and inviting. Just a simple conversation here. A little story. But so lovely. I found in the chanting tonight that I was so struck by the depth of the readings of the Dharma. Sometimes I can chant and the words just seem to float across the surface and barely touch me, although I'm moved by the sound in some way, but not so much their meaning. But tonight the meaning of the words was really moving me. It's so interesting the way that happens. And I was in awe of these authors from the past who have written down the Dharma for us to explore. So beautiful in their expression. And this koan for me is so beautiful, so poetic and lovely. And here it's quite simple in a way. Teacher goes wandering, returns, director says, "Where'd you go?" You know, "I was just wandering around." And there's a pointer in practice, of course, in these cases. That word wander we find in many different parts of our liturgy. In one of the readings today, we find it too. The last line from the field of boundless emptiness. Wander into the center of the circle of wonder. So the end of this case, I want to kind of go through it a tiny bit together. The end of the case has the teacher saying, "Yeah, it's better than dew dripping on lotus flowers." The autumn dew, which is such an interesting little pointer there. You know, the lotus is quite a symbol in our tradition. And we might think of the water dripping on the lotus. Nothing sticks to the lotus flower. It just washes right off. Lotus grows out of the mud. The complexity of our lives, this beautiful flower blooms. We might call it the Dharma. We might call it emptiness. This way that nothing sticks. The water washes right off. The mud doesn't stick to the flower. It steps forth, shines forth in this great beauty, even in the midst of this swampy area of our lives. And the teacher says, "You know, my walk was even better than that." Even better than the profound teaching of emptiness. Dharma often does this. It often points beyond itself in a way. You know, we use these words, emptiness, for example, emptiness in form, as pointers to life, life itself. Nothing more, nothing less than just the way things are. And so easy to get caught up in the pointers. Oh, I've got to find out, you know, what emptiness is in order to be awake and enlightened. I've got to really penetrate the Dharma in a deep way. I've got to be the lotus flower so nothing sticks to me. How do I turn myself into a lotus flower when I'm just a swamp? And here the master giving us permission in a way, right? The teacher saying, you know what? Forget the lotus flower. Just wander into the center of the circle of wonder. That directionless quality in practice, just wander on in. You can't know it. You can't know in advance what the Dharma is because it shows up in this moment. Right here, crickets. Right here, car passing by quietly. Right here, sensation on the cushion or chair. Right here, this breath, Dharma manifesting. Where did you wander in your practice? I wandered into the cricket's song. He's just telling the truth of his wandering. I walked out among the sweet, fragrant grasses. I followed the falling flower petals. Just this, just this. It's so simple. Neither emptiness nor form. Forget about Zen. Forget about all this philosophy and making sense of it all. Who are you right now? That's the question. This wandering is just not knowing. Not knowing in advance what we are. Receiving what we are. Receiving life in each moment, one moment at a time. We read earlier in the chant that I just referred to about how we need to grind down and purify, kind of remove our hardened habits. There is something to this in our path. We do have such momentum in life that carries us forth in such a goal-oriented way, and it's not that goals are a problem. We recently had insulation stuffed into the front wall of our house. And, you know, I had the goal of fixing the holes in the wall when it was done. It's fine to have a goal. Unfortunately, I really didn't know how to do it. So there was a lot of wandering and wondering. You know, and looking things up and trial and error and making mistakes. Then I had to fill out my calendar for the upcoming school year and figure out what my goals were for my classes and things like that. Getting established for a work year coming up. And then I went out onto the deck after a number of hours of work and sat down and looked over the edge of the deck, and there was a butterfly circling about in our yard, just circling left and big wide circles and right and left and right. Biggest butterfly I've seen in a long time. And it would do these glides, these long glides where it wouldn't flap its wings at all. And it would travel maybe 12, 15 feet, whew, like that. just drop maybe a half foot over all those feet and then start flapping and dancing up and down. And back and forth it was going. And I thought to myself, what's it looking for? Where is it trying to get? Is it a he butterfly trying to find his mate, or a she butterfly? I don't know. Is it looking for food? Is it trying to get through the canopy so it can, make its way to the south? And I kept watching and watching, and it just kept going and going in circles. Nowhere. Like us in Kenyon. And Sandra said, it's been here all day. Really? Just playing. Who can say? Maybe it had some purpose. But it dawned on me that I had been projecting my sense of purpose onto this butterfly that was apparently just wandering. These habit minds so strong. And what an interesting thing it was to just let my story fall away and just watch the dance of this beautiful butterfly. Like another side of life, like the flip side of a coin, emerging some way from behind my habit mind. Just this, nowhere to go, nothing to do, just receiving the crickets, receiving the night. Here we are in the center of the circle of wonder. Always on offer, always available. So nourishing. Exquisitely beautiful. Life takes so many forms and none stick around for very long, including you and me. How beautiful to take a moment and just appreciate what is here now.